What's up, everybody? It's Rob with the No BS Podcast. Before this episode kicks off, I just want to remind you, if you missed any previous episodes of the No BS Podcast, you can now go back and listen to us on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. And also, if you haven't already, go to our Facebook page, drop a like. Also, follow us on Instagram. Again, this is the No BS Podcast. Enjoy the episode. What up, what up? Welcome to a new, fresh, hot episode of the No BS Podcast. I'm Rob, host with the most, along my co-host here, Mr. Adam Birchman. Adam, what's going on, buddy?
I'm going to start off by giving a shout-out to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, absolutely. So this is a special No BS Monday Mother's Day special. So go ahead, Adam. Go ahead and give a shout-out to special mothers in your life.
I mean, there's really only one, but I feel like you can't go any farther into the show without talking about Mother's Day. And most of you guys that listen and girls that listen that know or have met my mother, my mom's an amazing human being.
I've met your mom. Your mom is great. I just want to say I've met her.
Yeah. So shout out to Mindy with an I, Birchman.
Mindy with an I.
Yes, she is a great human being, and I think that a lot of people can attest to that, and I wouldn't be where I'm at without her, so shout out to her. I'll let you give a shout out to your moms in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I second Adam's mom, Mindy, with an I. I have met Adam's mother numerous times. She's a great woman, so happy Mother's Day to her. She raised two great kids. She raised yourself and your sister, who I know your sister very well. Also, so your sister's a great person. You're a great person.
Rob, we don't look alike. I'm sorry. We don't look alike.
Well, me and my fiance disagree on that. You guys absolutely look alike. So shout out to Mindy for giving birth to two great kids. So shout out to you. Shout out to my own mother. Like Adam said, obviously I wouldn't be here without you. Shout out to my fiance. She is a great mother to both of our boys, and then our boy who will be here later on this year. And then shout out to my mother-in-law. She's been great, especially with the wedding this upcoming week. She's helped us tremendously keep the stress of my fiance down with last minute preparations and stuff like that. So shout out to my mother-in-law as well. And just all the other mothers here watching today's show or listening to this today's show. Shout out to you and happy Mother's Day to you all. And hope you have a great day. Thanks, Adam, for bringing that up. So we can't have a show on Mother's Day without shouting out the moms. So shout out.
Definitely not.
So, Adam, so, buddy, we have a lot to talk about, man. So this is the first time, I think, out of all the shows we've done, this is the first time we're doing a show prior to a series starting. So rather than make a prediction midway through a series or during a series, you know, we're doing it right from the beginning so we can make our conference finals predictions with no bias of what's going on or what has already gone on so far. So that's pretty cool. As we
the best part about that though is that typically schedules and everything that you've got going on in your life, it's difficult to find matching time, but all I did was send you a text and there's no hesitation. So
yeah. Absolutely. And you know what? This is a perfect time. So Adam, I have a little bit of bragging rights. I want to talk to Adam. We're going to get to that later on in the show. But we are down to our final four of the NBA playoffs. We have the bubble four, as I guess we should call it. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, obviously the bubble 3 years ago with all the COVID-19. The same four teams that were there. That's the Lakers, the Nuggets, and then it's the Celtics and Celtics and the Heat were all the four teams that were remaining in the bubble 3 years ago. And sure enough, as fate would have it, here we go again, round two.
Hey, what's up, bud? When we go through the matchups and how the teams got there, let's only give one word to describe the team that lost to the teams that proceeded on, so that we don't waste times with those teams. All right.
Okay. Fair enough. I have some things I need to say to Adam when we get to one particular part of the series, but we're going to get to that just a second before we get into the playoffs. And We have a few other topics we want to talk about. We want to talk about John Morant, and we want to talk about a firing that happened in the NBA last night that I think a lot of people were shocked by. But before that, before we get into anything, as always, Adam and I want to remind you, if you missed any previous episode, you can catch us on all major platforms. Take us on the road. Take us to the gym, at work. Take no BS with you. And then also, again, if you haven't already, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. We appreciate all the likes and the follows that you give us. So with that being,
take your AirPods with you or your headphones into the restroom. I think that's okay too. Would you not agree?
That I would agree with that.
Just don't be on your phone while you're in the restroom.
You know what? And you know what's another big pet peeve of mine, Adam, is people in general who just listen without headphones. Now, I'm not going to throw out any names here because I know one person that does this, so I'm not going to shout him out, and I know he listens to the show. But this particular person, when we're at the break room at work, he will listen to whatever it is that he's watching on TikTok, whatever that, and he has no headphones on, and he has the volume all the way up. And that is one of my biggest pet peeves is people that have conversations on speaker or listen to videos or whatever the case may be without headphones. One of my biggest pet peeves.
Oh, dude, if I'm like, also, like, if you're checking out in a grocery store or something, like, put your phone down to have a conversation with the person that you're interacting with.
Yeah, I'm a little guilty of that. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna act like I never do that, but I try not to do that because it is kind of awkward and it's kind of rude. So I will say I'm a victim of doing that sometimes, but I try not to be that person. I agree, Adam. That's some good advice that Adam is giving on a Mother's Day.
Well, so, you know, I don't really have any good advice about the playoffs, so that's all
right. Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like I said, follow us, drop a like, you know, spread the word on our show, so that anyone else that can discover our podcast, we'd really appreciate the love. So, anyway, as I said, before we talk playoff matchups, we have a few other major topics we got to get into. We'll start with just the one that broke last night. You know, let's do an order. The one that broke last night, Monty Williams, a head coach, or I guess former head coach now, of the Phoenix Suns, was let go after four seasons. Now, I'll remind you, before Monty Williams got there, this was a team that was kind of bottom of the Western Conference, kind of a joke. And then the resurgence of the Suns started in the bubble, where they went undefeated in the bubble. And a lot of people were like, well, damn, they're the one, they should make the playoffs because they went eight or nine nil in the bubble.
8-0 in the playoffs or in the last regular season games because they didn't make the playoffs. You're right.
Right, right. So during that year or the following year, they picked up Chris Paul from Adam's Oklahoma City Thunder. And then they just took off from there, had the best record in the NBA the following season, made it to the Western Conference Finals, I believe, right? Or was it?
I think it was the year, let's see, 2021. It was 2021 they made the finals because last year was Golden State and
Boston. Right, right. Okay, so the first year with Chris Paul at point guard, they made it all the way to the finals. They eventually, of course, lost to Giannis and the Bucks, but they went from the laughingstock of the league, really, to they had the best record of the NBA like two of the last 3 years. And then their big acquisition, they have KD. Obviously, KD came in, had some issues. And I told Adam that I didn't think there was enough time for this team to mesh because of the very limited time they had together. But anyway, they went out in the second round. I mean, they did get kind of embarrassed in that final game. But I don't think anyone was surprised. And we talked about in a prior show that Budenholzer, who was fired by Milwaukee, we thought that was a bad move. And it was kind of a what was the term Adam used? It was what'd you call that firing?
Panic move.
A panic move. That's it. So they called that a panic move, which I agreed with you. And then a week later, after the Suns get eliminated, it's a panic move by Phoenix and they fire Monty Williams, which I don't think anyone saw that coming. I'm just going to ask this, Adam. I already know the answer to this, but obviously I think I'm going to ask it anyway. The Suns, right?
It's a panic move, but I can justify this one more than I can Budenholzer, but I think Monty Williams is a great coach. I think he's a top probably 10 to 15 coach in the league.
And why can you justify this one over Budenholzer?
Because I think this team, I mean, granted they had no bench. We talked about that on another episode after the trade deadline to get KD, But I just they I mean they underperformed. It's plain and simple. And
DeAndre Ayton has really struggled. I mean, I swear, like he is a former number one overall pick, and he's not playing like it.
He's done in Phoenix.
I agree. And another guy, Chris Paul, he's obviously done in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
So let me first say, before we get into who we could see replacing those two players, what is a coach out there that you think is going to come in and replace Monty Williams?
I got two candidates, and I think I texted you them last night. Nick Nurse from the Toronto Raptors, who won a championship, and Dark Horse is Coach
Way, Kiske. Way Dark Horse, Way Mike Dark Horse. Kiske.
Because he just signed a contract with the NBA to be an advisor, but a job like that doesn't come up very often. And it's been rumored for years and years and years that he was going to flip over, and but
if he had a chance to flip over and be the Lakers coach and coach, you know, Kobe and Shaq, and he said no, why would he say yes to this one?
Because he loved his job. He's a genuine person who is not going to leave until it's a good position for him, like we talked about in the last episode.
So was Kobe and Shaq not a good position? I mean, damn, Phil came in and won three championships.
Yeah, but he was winning national championships that time too.
I guess that's fair.
And look at minus, you know, Coach Cal. I mean, him and Coach Cal have the most quality NBA players in the league, have had that for a number of years. I think he just really loved his job. And I think that I think the main thing is doing the job that he did at Duke. He could watch his family kind of grow and be a part of that. Because, you know, if your family lives with you there, you're not traveling like that much besides recruiting.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I can see that.
That's a dark horse for me. I think more realistic Nurse for sure.
And I actually was not aware that Coach K was part of the NBA right now. I honestly did not. So that was news to me. But I like Nick Nurse. I see that. I'm going to throw out two other names. I'm going to throw out Ty Lue, because I think Ty Lue, maybe in my opinion, is probably getting tired of the up and downness of Chris Paul and Kawhi Leonard. And may say, you know what, I'm done with this. Because
Paul George.
And Kawhi, I think.
Yeah, you said Chris Paul, though.
Oh, my bad.
We gotta correct everyone.
My bad. You're right. Sorry. So I think he's tired of the open, you know, the health issues with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And so I could see, you know, maybe he's going to be like, well, what's going to happen is we're going to really struggle. And, of course, the superstars never the ones that get the blame. So they're going to be like, all right, Ty Lue, you're to blame. So he's going to be out. So I think he goes ahead and gets in front of that and decides to take this job in Phoenix. So I think I like Ty Lue. And then I also like, especially after they lost today, I like maybe even, what's his name? Why am I spacing on Doc Rivers? I think Doc Rivers could be the guy that may, I mean, and you really can't say you can't see it happening when we've had two of these coaches that had some of the best records over the last
Doc. I think Doc, when he leaves or gets fired, and he deserves to probably be fired after today, I think he's done.
Yeah, I think
he's done his thing. I don't think he pursues another coaching job.
I mean, I do. I think he's definitely gonna get fired. I bet you within the next week or two, Doc Rivers will be out in Philadelphia. And then I think about a week or two later, you see him signing with Phoenix Suns. I'm calling it now.
Let me ask you this though: is there a scenario that you see in any way, shape, or form where Popovich leaves to go coach one of these teams?
No, I just think Popovich is a lifer. Yeah, I think he's going to be one of those coaches that just stays in one franchise. Why not?
I mean, if he does that, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
No. You know, you're right. You're right. I would not. I'd be okay with that, especially he stuck around for the last few years of a franchise that hasn't been doing anything after Tim Duncan and, you know, all of them people left. He stuck with that franchise. So I'd be okay with him trying to go out and win another title before he's done. I'd be okay with that. I think that maybe the draft lottery has something to do with that. That's Tuesday. So if the draft lottery comes in, they get the number one pick, then they get Victor Wembanyama. And so that could be a franchise turner right there. So I think maybe Popovich's coaching career is maybe on the clock right now, depending on the outcome of the NBA draft lottery. So we'll see. We'll have to keep an eye on that. But I mean, I could see that, and I'd be okay with that. I wouldn't. I mean, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. Why not try to get one more title? You know, and if you have Booker and Durant, you got a good shot at that. So since we're talking about the Phoenix Suns, so we already talked about the coaching part. So obviously, we both agreed DeAndre Ayton's gone, Chris Paul's gone.
Where's the spot that you see DeAndre Ayton landing up or landing?
You know, I'm trying to think if I've heard any rumors out there, anything like that, and I can't think of any. Maybe at the top of my head.
What about maybe like a trade first, like, you know, with other pieces involved, but him and Kat switching spots?
I mean, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that. And I like Kat. Like, Kat's one of my favorite players. I know Kat's been rumored that maybe the Knicks try to go after him. Maybe the Knicks trade Julius Randle
for him. We already established who the Knicks are going to get last episode. So they're going to get more.
No. So I don't think the Knicks get any of them personally. But I do think that DeAndre Ayton I think DeAndre Ayton going to Minnesota and having Kat come to Phoenix, that'd be great. I would love to see Kat, you know, play for a team that contends as a Kat fan. So I like that. As far as Chris Paul, I mean, I think Chris Paul, obviously, he just wants a ring. So I think the Phoenix Suns will do right by him, and they'll trade him to a team that has a chance of winning. I don't think they're going to trade him to a bottom feeder just out of respect for him.
Here's a real dark horse for that trade. What about him going back to where it all started for him?
In New Orleans. I mean, maybe. I mean, I could see that. I don't know if he puts them in title contention, but especially with the uncertainty health of Zion. But I mean, I think that would be doing right by Chris Paul by sending him to New Orleans. So I could see that. I know there's some people that think, you know, there's always that rumor about the banana boat, you know, maybe, you know, Chris Paul ending up in LA. I don't think that's going to happen. Honestly, I wouldn't want him anyway. I mean, if he's not available, what does he actually.
You wouldn't want Chris. Okay.
No, because what value does he bring to our team if he's not going to be on the floor?
He doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be all the time with those guys.
Yeah, but no.
That's a perfect fit for him.
But if it's a trade, that means we're giving up an asset to get him. So
yeah,
unless
you're gonna lose like either Austin Reeves, a
okay, yeah, exactly. I do not want to give up Austin Reeves if I'm the Lakers. Austin Reeves has been a freaking gem in these playoffs. So I would definitely not give up Austin Reeves, who is a young, up and coming talent for an old player like Chris Paul. Hell no.
I'm drafted out of what college, Rob?
He went to OU.
Yes, he did. After 2 years at Wichita State.
Yeah. And so there's no way in hell if I'm the Lakers, if I make that trade, I'm giving up Austin Reeves for an unknown health guy like Chris Paul.
Hell. What about giving up like a Schroeder?
I'd be more likely to give up Schroeder. I'd be more likely to give up him than Austin Reeves
I think Schroeder's a good fit in the Phoenix system.
Right, you know, so I'd be okay with that, but definitely not Austin Reeves. So, hell no.
Or maybe a straight up trade for Jordan Poole.
No, I mean, after what we saw in these playoffs, nah. I mean, he's a role player at best.
No, he needs a fresh start. He's got the talent. He's already demonstrated that he needs a fresh.
I mean, no. I mean, I agree. He's got the talent, but I don't have a lot of faith in him. No, I'm good. So, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But Chris Paul is definitely gone. DeAndre Ayton's definitely gone. It'll be interesting to see I want to know, you know, if I would think KD obviously okayed that, right? But I guess we'll see.
Which is weird because, I mean, Monty Williams has Thunder ties. I think he was here maybe for a year with KD at one point in time. Yeah. And I mean, everywhere Monty Williams has gone, he's been well respected. He'll get another job right off of that.
Oh, yeah. I bet you by the end of the
week. I bet you he's with Milwaukee.
Yeah. Actually, before we got on the show, I saw Ty Lue and Monty Williams both linked to that Milwaukee job. So we'll see what happens. So that was a surprise, shocker. All of my friends that I talked to definitely thought that was definitely a stupid move by Phoenix. And definitely something no one expected. So, But in today,
the owner wants to bring in his the new owner wants to bring in his own team.
Yeah, but in today's NBA,
fire James Jones as the GM, former Miami Heat player. Yep, actually, yep. I think he's won one less ring than LeBron, right? Because wasn't he with LeBron in Cleveland as well?
Who is it again?
James Jones.
No, I don't think so. There was a Jones. Sure he
was.
Maybe the only Jones I remember was on Space Jam. I don't think it was James Jones, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But yeah, that was a shocker. Definitely, I did not see that coming. So,
Coach K.
All right, we'll see. All right, so that was the big news last night. Then Adam, we got a piece of news this afternoon or early this morning, and that's from Mr. Ja Morant. And if you remember, Ja Morant was suspended about 2 months ago by the Grizzlies for flashing
by the
NBA.
Not the Grizzlies.
So he was suspended by the NBA for flashing a gun at a strip club. And so basically he made an Instagram video at probably the champagne room of a strip club, flashed a gun. Morant said it wasn't his gun, you know, all that stuff. Just a little bit of background knowledge. This isn't the first time that Ja Morant's been tied to some being new, you know. He also, I guess, in one of their instances, got accused by a teenager flashing a gun at his house when he's playing a pickup game against like a teenager. But I guess there was never no proof of that. It was kind of like he said, she said. But then there was proof of him in a strip club, as I said, flashing a gun. The NBA suspended him. The therapy, I guess that's what you want to call it. He did an interview, said it wasn't his gun, and how he's going to make better decisions, yada, yada, yada. So he only missed maybe like, what, less than 10 games with the Grizzlies. Then he was back.
He took a step away from the Grizzlies, then they didn't suspend him. Yeah. They kind of let him do his thing. So he sat out 2 games, and then the NBA suspended him for 8. So okay, he missed a total of 10 games. But officially he was suspended for 8.
Right. So he's suspended for 8 games. He comes back. He says he's a brand new person. You know, basically he's ready to – he learned his lesson. He's ready to, you know, be this new man. And then there's an Instagram video that came out yesterday, and I saw it before they took it down. He's riding in the car with a buddy of his. He's sitting in the passenger seat. They're rapping to one of the songs they're listening to. And then his buddy kind of turns the phone to Ja Morant, and you see a gun in his left hand. And then you can tell the buddy who's holding the camera is like, oh, shit, oh, shit. He immediately turns the phone away. And then all of a sudden we just don't – the video ends because he's like, oh, shit. And in a world of today of social media, especially if you're a guy of his size, once you can delete all you want to, but the image is already done. So the Memphis Grizzlies, they say they saw the video, and they suspend him from all team activities. Obviously there's no timetable on how, you know, there's been no suspension or anything as far as how long or anything like that. I mean, it is the off season, so there's not really anything to suspend him for, but, and immediately when I saw it, I was like, this guy is doing it again. So I had to text Adam and I said, Adam, this guy's throwing his career away. So before we get in what we think the Grizzlies should do, Adam, what was your thoughts when you saw or heard what had happened? Like we're just like, I'm sure like everybody else, like, what is this guy doing?
I mean, he said all the things that he needed to say to come back, and obviously he hasn't put the effort forth to work on himself, which, I mean, owning a firearm in society is not necessarily a bad thing, but when you're an icon to younger kids and a lot of people, it's probably you need to take a step back and kind of reevaluate. You know, you can do what you want to do, but you don't need to constantly put display yourself out like that.
Yeah, don't display it on social media. Like, that's just stupid.
I mean, you're a dad. Like, how if your son's favorite player was Ja, how would you feel about that?
I would maybe tell him to reevaluate who his favorite player is, because that's not someone that I want to. I mean, I always try to tell him anyway, and I've had this conversation with him anyway. You can have athletes who are role models and, you know, that you look up to, and that's fine because I did too. But Also, I think your role model should also not always, you know, just be non-athletes, because you don't know what they do outside of the off the court, off the field. You know, they actually may not actually be people you should actually be looking up to. Obviously, we don't know that, you know, behind closed doors, but with John Morant, he's kind of giving you a glimpse of maybe what he does do off the court. And maybe he does do things outside the court, a different lifestyle that is not something you should be looking up to. So that's what I would tell my son, or that's what I do tell my son. So it's just, it's really bad. You know, it's really, you know, it's really sad to see a young talent like him. I got to admit, I mean, he is a fun player to watch. And there's no denying that. I enjoy watching him. When I went to Memphis to go watch an NBA game, I was looking forward to seeing him play. Obviously, he was hurt, so he didn't perform. But that is a player that is on my bucket list of going to watch live. But the way he's headed right now is, I don't know how much longer we're going to have the opportunity to watch him play if he keeps making decisions like this. So,
how about that 2019 NBA draft and the guys at the top of that draft with Zion playing less games than he's been than he's actually played?
Yep.
Then you got John Morant, who is doing all this dumb shit. Then you got RJ Barrett at number three, who hasn't blossomed into anything.
DeAndre, well, I mean, he's been all right for you in these playoffs, though. He did all
right
for you in
the playoffs. Yeah, right. Okay, we'll get to that. And I only have one word for that. So Lakers took DeAndre Hunter and traded him to the Hawks. He's been kind of a dud. Garland was the number five pick to the Cavs. He's really been the only consistent player. I outside like of those guys, that hasn't had any questionable traits.
I like Darius Garland. I like him. I like him a lot. So, yeah.
What was in the water in that draft room?
There was what?
What was in the water in that draft room?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously not. When we look back in the history of NBA drafts, this one's not going to be in the history books as one of the better ones.
That's I'm going to sure. guess gunpowder and cookie dough.
Maybe we should get someone on there trying to figure that out. But obviously it's not something good in the water, that's for sure. Adam, what do you
– Go ahead.
So I was just going to ask you, A, how long do you think he's suspended for? And two, you and I kind of tossed this around one-on-one through text, but let's say this is the final straw for the Grizzlies. But we're just going to cut our losses. We're going to make a trade for Ja. So who would you want them to go and make a trade for Ja? So start with whichever one you want to go first, but go ahead.
I think that if you're going to cut, I mean, two totally different players, but if they're going to do what they did with Dylan Brooks and cut bait with him, and because of his conduct, I mean, if technically there's been.
Which, by the way, if you're comparing these conduct, there's no comparison. I mean, you know.
Right. But let's say they do. They're not going to get release him completely. He's probably going to get at least a 20-game suspension. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried giving him half the season.
I was going to say 30. I was going to say like 30. But
a player to be traded for him. I mean, if the Knicks weren't already going to get Dame Lillard, I would say Lillard.
They're not going to get Lillard, Adam.
Maybe.
Just go ahead and accept you're not getting Lillard so you're not disappointed.
Like maybe just, like a yeah, I mean, that's really the only equal value you're getting back for what you would need losing Ja. So I would go with Dame, but the Knicks are going to get him. So
no, they're not. All right, so Adam is living in La La Land and in fantasy world where the Knicks get a big free agent because history shows that's what they do. So when the Knicks don't get Dame Lillard, just like they didn't get Donovan Mitchell, just like they didn't get KD, just like they didn't get Kyrie, I'm going to say the most logical one is what you said. They go get Dame Dollar. I just think that's the one that makes most sense. So that's why I'm going to call it right now. That's the only possible trade I see happening. So,
but realistically, they probably don't get rid of Ja Morant. They probably try to help him. The right thing to do. But give him half the half, you know, half the year to think about it.
Right. I agree. And I think it's gonna be. Go ahead.
No, and you know, they shout out to their organization. They do a good job of like getting in front of things. It looks like where a lot of organizations will let stuff kind of go by the wayside. So it seems like they have a structure there, and they have a no nonsense policy, like on The Office when Dwight's manager. So.
Yeah, I agree. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on for the off season. So, like I said, I don't know if anything's going to be decided right now. I think it's going to be maybe closer to the season if something is decided. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. So, but anyway, Adam, so let's jump in, man. So let's just jump onto the main part of the reason why we're doing today's show. We finally have our Final Four teams. As we mentioned, it's the bubble Final Four. So on the East, we have Miami, and we also have Boston. And on the West side, we have the Lakers, and we have the Nuggets. So I want to start off on the West real quick. So those of you who's tuned into the show before, everybody knows I'm a LeBron guy. So after game 5, obviously the Lakers got blown out. And I kind of, before game 5, I even said I could see a blowout happening. So the Lakers getting blown out was no surprise to me. But obviously at the end of game 5, you had Anthony Davis get, and he had potential concussion protocol. And, you know, obviously nothing amounted to that. But Mr. Adam Birchman decides he's going to – he texts me while I'm at work and he's like, you okay? And I already know what he's talking about. And Adam says, if basically in the lines of, you should be worried. The Lakers are in trouble. And I immediately was like, nah, no, they're not. And I was so confident they weren't in trouble. I told Adam a few things. Lakers win. They'll win by 10 plus points. And I think LeBron scores 40 and flirts with I said he would get a triple-double. Obviously, Lakers did win. They won by 20. LeBron didn't score 40, but he scored 30. And he was one assist and one rebound away from a triple-double. So I would just like to say, Adam, for the put, you know, I try to tell you. So, Adam, I'm going to let you talk. You know, is there anything you want to say to the listeners about everything? Because obviously I love that I'm gloating about this and I was right about this. So, I don't want to gloat too much. But I just want to know what you have to say after everything that I called everything. How are you feeling about that?
You're right, man. I mean, I was wrong. You know, I guess I have to start believing in the Lakers. I mean, I did not believe in them, but I just thought that their matchup with they were playing, I thought that they had I thought Golden State would adjust, but.
And Adam was, according to Snapchat, he was an honorary Dub fan that night, too. So Adam had the jinx in on him. So
Dub Nation. You know what? But karma, I'm a true believer in karma. And there's a reason why on NFL Network today they were showing the Super Bowl where the Falcons were up 28-3.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know what he's talking about, so – I went out to Mother's Day lunch with my fiance and my mother-in-law, and sure enough, out of all the things that NFL Network could be playing, you know, they could show any game in the world. You know, they could have showed last year's Super Bowl, which was an amazing game. They could have showed any other former Super Bowl or former game from the past. What game are they choosing to play? Super Bowl against Falcons Patriots. And Adam, I got to tell you, and I was telling my father-in-law about this, the more and more I watch this game, the more and more I hope, man, please let this just be a different outcome. Even though I know it's not, but I watch it, I'm just like, maybe this will be the time where the Falcons put it away and they win. And obviously that's not the reality of it, but it's just, why out of all the games that I'm watching or could watch, this is the game that they have on. So maybe this is my karma for gloating to Adam, maybe. So, but I did not appreciate that NFL Network. I did not. So... yeah, that kind of put a damper on my lunch a little bit.
But the Lakers are they mean business this year. They made all the right moves at the trade deadline. They got all these younger players are stepping up and having moments. I mean, that's what it takes for a team to win a championship. So,
you know what? And shout out to Big Perk. I saw this on Facebook last night where RJ, Big Perk went out there and right out, it was like right whenever the trade deadline, Big Perk on ESPN was like, I could see them making a Western Conference run, you know, with LeBron and Richard Jefferson laughed at him. Like, are you kidding me? The Lakers? No, they're not even going to make the playoffs. So, obviously, Big Perk had the last laugh there. And I generally don't agree with a lot of things that Big Perk says. But, yeah, so, Richard Jefferson is looking like an idiot right now. That's for sure. Adam, did you know this real quick? Did you know this is the second time that a team that started, I think it was like 10 games below 500 made the finals or something like that? It's something like that. And also, this is the second time in NBA history that a 7th and 8th seed, so that'd be Miami and the Lakers, both made the conference finals. That's the second time in history. So, and one other stat, just because it's, you know, I am all the stat guy today, that the last three times that the Lakers – this will be the third time the Lakers meet the Nuggets in the conference final. The previous two times that they met in the conference final against the Nuggets, they won the championship both of those times, including most recently in the bubble. So,
you know, it's a good deal that the fan bases get to see that matchup since they didn't get to see it in 2020.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. I think maybe this is the NBA, like the script writers putting it together. And like, you know what? We owe it to the people of that bubble year. So let's put it in there, you know, because the Lakers, and I strongly believe the Lakers are the ones that should be the favorites to win the title. But I think they were like, you know what? They couldn't get a parade because of COVID. They had to wait halfway through the season to raise the banner.
Kobe won that from the heavens for them.
Right. And obviously they won it for Kobe, and I think the script writers got it right there. But I just think that maybe, like, you know what? We need to give them a title in front of the fan bases. And so, obviously, anyone that knows me knows that, of course, it's no surprise who I think is going to win. But, you know, I told Adam, the script writers, I have the script already. Lakers and Celtics are going to meet in the finals. And the winner of that team obviously takes the lead in how many banners that they have, tied at 17. And it's going to be the Lakers to win it. It's just going to be like LeBron's going to get ring number 5 and a second ring in L.A.
How many tries?
Yeah, 11. Okay, cool. You know, so, you know, it doesn't matter. 5 rings, baby.
Some people go 6 for 6, Rob.
Yeah, that's cool. But he also did other things besides the years where he didn't win a championship, but nobody wants to talk about that. But anyway, so, that's for another show. So,
all right, so we got to – you got to give me one word to describe the Warriors.
I'll give you mine. Old. That's mine. Klay Thompson, obviously, I think Klay Thompson was – he's no longer Klay Thompson. He had one good game in this series, really. So I think maybe he's still recovering from his injuries, but I think he's getting old. Obviously, Steph Curry, he's still a great shooter, but you could tell he was winded. He had to carry all that weight of all the lack of production he was getting from his other players. So I think that's ultimately what cost him to have a bad game. And then Draymond Green, although he's aggressive, he had a few great moments, but I think Draymond's just Draymond. So I think that team is old, and I would not be surprised. I do think Klay and Steph are coming back, but I don't think Draymond is. And I think that maybe Jordan Poole's probably gone next year. So I don't know. I think maybe they're going to try to go. Maybe they're going to try to go a little bit more younger. I don't know. So I'm going to say they're old. At least the core players are old. And Steph, Klay, and Draymond, they're old. So that's what I would give.
I'm going to go with hiccup because that's what that was against the Lakers. The one person that has been able to beat the Warriors has been LeBron. So I'm not – you know, but they need to make some roster moves. You're right. They need to get a center to a starting center because Looney's not a starting center. So maybe they go out and try to get like a DeAndre Ayton or something.
Another word I would say, Adam, real quickly, dethroned.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Another word I would use is LeBron. You know, that just sums it up right there.
But so. You're right. Poole's not going to be there next year. It's either him or Draymond, and maybe they both leave because Draymond's rumored to go to your Lakers next year.
Yeah, I'm not buying any of that. I don't think it's going to. Every year we see Kyrie's going to LA, and it never happens. So.
But even like Coach Kerr and Steph said in the post game after they lost the series, they said that this wasn't a championship team.
Yeah, and I think that started in the beginning. Whenever the whole Draymond and Jordan Poole drama, like it started from the very beginning.
Whenever Draymond did what everyone else in America wants to do, yeah.
And Adam is Adam. I mean, if you ever follow Adam on Facebook, he's definitely not a big fan of Jordan Poole at all. So. Or at least what Jordan Poole thinks that he is, and he's not. So let's put it that way. Adam, let's just talk about the Western Conference Finals. Where I'm going to go, but I'm going to say the Lakers win in six. I think they're going to open up on the road in Denver. I think they split in Denver. I think maybe they split in LA. So what? That's 2-2 right there. And so then I think the Lakers win. I think they win that would be 5 and 6. So I say 4-2 LA, and then they await who I think is going to be the winner in the Eastern Conference, which I'll make my pick in a minute on that one. Well, I think I've already said it, but we'll talk more in depth about it. So yeah, Lakers in 6. Yeah, that's my prediction.
Oh man, I hate to agree with you on things, but. I think that you might be onto something there. I think that, I mean, Lakers probably win one in Denver. How many games have the Lakers lost at home in the postseason, Rob?
They've lost 0.
So they're 6-0 in the postseason at home, right?
Right.
I think that carries on. I think this could be a 5-game series, but really? I'll go with 6 because Denver's a good enough team that everyone wants to sleep on that should get a win or two in LA.
Including yourself, you texted me and said that you thought you slept on the Nuggets a bit.
Yeah, I jumped on the Suns bandwagon,
which I don't think no one blames you for. I mean, hell, they had Booker who's playing out of his mind. You have KD, and really all you had on the other side was Jokic.
So, yeah, I mean, but
no one can blame you.
Should have known from past experiences with KD what you get out of that.
Yeah,
and Booker really didn't show up in Game 6 either. So
they got
I'm gonna go 3-2 LA. And then for the Phoenix side of it,
you said 3-2. I'm assuming you meant 4-2.
4-2. Yeah. Sorry. We get 6 games. yeah. They just give the NBA gives them a random win. You're right. I'm going to say for Phoenix, unknown would be my word because there's a lot of unknown with that team. Obviously, we touched on it earlier, and their roster is going to look significantly different. Next year, because they're in a win now mode. So, I mean, they, and not only that, but like, who knows what would have happened? Like, if I'm not saying CP3 would have made the difference in the playoffs, but you know, I don't think it would. What if, you know, I mean, there's a lot of variables with that. What if Ayton wasn't injured? But I still think that, that definitely the better team won, and it's going to be a great matchup in the Western Conference Finals. If Denver wins, man, I have to pick Denver to win the whole thing. So,
yeah,
I'll reserve that right now.
Well, I already said the winner in a previous show. The winner of Warriors and Lakers were winning the whole thing. So that's who I think is going to win. So, I mean, but if somehow the Nuggets do pull this, I definitely think you're right. I think the Nuggets just take the whole thing. But I just don't think that's going to happen. So my one word to shape up the Phoenix would be, huh? And that's because the whole Monty Williams, like, what? You're firing Monty Williams? So that would be mine is, huh? Because, you know, I have no idea what that was about. So, Adam, let's move on to the East. This last – so, obviously, we got Miami, we got Boston. So I just want to get your one word because obviously Miami beat your beloved Knicks. So I just want to go ahead and get that out of the way. What's your one word for the Knicks?
Excluding Jalen Brunson, capitals for all the letters, trash.
Yeah. I just have to ask you, is this the last you've seen Julius Randle in a Knicks uniform?
I don't – I don't know that they should get rid of him. I mean, I understand the narrative behind it, but I mean, what are you going to get in return? That's a big thing. Like,
well, Stephen A. Cat.
Yeah, but what else do you have to give up to get that? That's like giving up RJ Barrett, who I don't necessarily want to give up on, or Mitchell Robinson, who I wouldn't want to give up on. They need to do something, but they're going to go get Dame. So, I mean, maybe Julius Randle's part of that trade package.
They're not getting Dame out of it. They
need a killer, like I said on the last episode. They need a killer. Cat's not a killer.
No, he's not, but you're not getting Dame. You're not. I'm willing to bet you like some sort of dinner at my expense if you get Dame. It's just not going to happen, Adam. So, I would just say my one word for the Knicks: overrated. Because see, they had all this praise coming into the playoffs from Stephen A. Smith, you know.
Yeah, but he's a New Yorker.
Yeah, I know, but
that's personal bias.
I get that, but like, overrated.
Plus, I want to say for the record, I said before he came out and said the other day that they should get Dame. I told you that for a few
minutes. You're right. And another word I would use.
I don't want it to seem like I'm a bandwagoner, because I honestly don't really watch any of those shows. I'll like tune into short clips or like read like different takes from shows. So I don't really watch any of those shows anymore because of my schedule. But I'm not. Sure. I definitely said that before Stephen A. did.
All right, that's fair. And I do watch those shows on a regular basis, so that's where I get that. Another word I would use for the Knicks is expected. And I'm sure there's another word I could use besides expected, but as far as like I knew this was going to happen. This was no shock to me. So they did exactly what I expected. So anyway, so now we have in the East.
And shout out to the Heat. The Heat played a great series, as they played all throughout the playoffs. Yeah. And you know, Jimmy Butler has been the best player in the playoffs. I said Devin Booker was the best player in the playoffs last week on the episode. I was wrong on that too. It's been Jimmy Butler.
And it's hard to disagree with you. So the Miami Heat are now I think they're the second seventh seed to ever reach the
Eastern Conference. They're an eighth seed, bud.
Or eighth seed. Okay. So they're the second eighth seed to ever make the Western Conference final, or Eastern, sorry, which is pretty crazy. And again, Adam and I talked about this in the last episode, how just a couple weeks ago, a lot of the people in the media, so-called experts, were calling for Eric Spoelstra's job, saying it's time for a coaching change. They're just not listening to him anymore. Time for a new voice in the locker room. And obviously, they look pretty stupid now. So Eric Spoelstra, the Heat are in the Eastern Conference Final for the third time in 4 years. Obviously, they made it last year, fell short against Boston. So we have a rematch of last year's Eastern Conference Finals. So we'll see if it's Miami this time that gets the upper hand on Boston. I personally think I think Boston wins it again, only because I still think that eventually they just expect a lot out of Butler, and I just think eventually it just catches up to him. I just think he gets tired, and I think maybe he's still nursing an injury for a bit. So I'm going to go Boston in seven. That would
What's
be
my your, What's your final take on Philly?
I'm going to use the same word, expected. Or I'm going to say docked. You know, docked, and I mean for Doc Rivers, because they got docked again, because that's just what Doc Rivers does. He comes up small in the playoffs and he chokes. So they got docked. So that's my one word. What about you?
I'm going to start with Philly, and it's going to be WTF. Because that, you said you didn't watch the game today, but like,
I did not.
There's been multiple teams throughout these playoffs that have forgot how to play basketball, and Philly did a great job of that today. Everyone's going to say that it was Jason Tatum, which, I mean, he put up 51. He holds a record. He just broke Steph Curry's record from a couple weeks ago for most points put up in the game seven. I mean, his stat line, he was 17 for 28, 6 for 10 from three-point line, 11 for 14 from the free throw line, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, plus 33. I still stand by what I said about Tatum. I need to see it in the finals. He can score points. And he's one of the best three guys, the five players in the league that can score points. I'm not debating that. But anyway, back to Philly. I mean, when they ran their offense through James Harden and let him dictate the flow of the offense, they looked like a more natural team versus just pass the ball to Embiid and everyone get in the corner or spread out and see what he does. And he wasn't playing healthy either, so that, you know, that's a part of it. But I mean, Boston steamrolled them in the third quarter. I mean, yeah. I mean, that game got interesting a little bit because before the end of the second quarter, one of the bench players, after James Harden got called for a flagrant foul on Jaylen Brown for hitting him in the face, it was unintentional. But the next play, Brown, like, he gets a steal and passes the ball up, and George Niang, who's sitting on the Philly bench, grabs his, like, knee pad to hold him back. And Brown just stands back there and starts talking shit to the bench, which rightfully so. And they give out double technicals. And then Brown's pumping up the crowd. And then the next possession, he hits a basket, gets another steal, gets an assist. Like, that was the end of the game right there, right before halftime. But, you know, Boston, I still think that something doesn't seem right with them for me. You know, and it'll be a good series with them in Miami. And I wouldn't be surprised when they make the finals, but something just still doesn't seem right with Boston for me. So if I'm going to go with my pick for the series, I'm going to guess it goes seven games. I think Miami squeaks it out because you got to think, too, towards the end of this series, that's early window for Tyler Hero returning. You know, to quote his song, "The ones that hate me the most look just like me." You tell me what that means.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, it's Jack Carlin, but it's called Tyler Hero.
Yeah. I knew what you meant. So, I mean, I already told Adam. I've already read the script that's out there. Adam Silver has already given me the script. It'll be Boston and L.A. So, that's just what it is. But for some reason, the script, I got the scripts mixed up. I could see a rematch of the bubble championship between Heat and LA. I just don't want to see that because I don't think that – I don't think that series would be fascinating to me. I really don't. I just think eventually it would be just like in the NBA Finals 3 years ago. The Miami Heat would put everything on Jimmy Butler's back. He would have one amazing game, maybe two, and then he'd be burnt out, and that would be it. That's just my opinion. And obviously now that Tyler Hero, I guess he could come back, but you know, Tyler Hero, I mean, with him being hurt, I mean, I think, Anthony Davis would have his way with Adebayo. I just don't think it'd be that good of a series. I think it'd be over in five, in my opinion. So I think, and also the whole storyline, I think the whole storyline would be great. Like I already said, both teams have 17 championships. One person would get the upper hand. I just think, you know, this might be the last time that both teams are relevant. You know, because obviously with LeBron getting up there in age, this might be the last time we see a Boston-LA Finals. So why not have it one more time to decide who gets 18? And obviously I want LeBron to get a lot in more championships than he can before he retires. So that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go Lakers-Celtics. And once that happens, I'll make my prediction at that time. But for these two series, like I said,
Do you think the series is going to go between Miami and Boston?
Oh, it's going seven. It's going seven. So, and then, like I said, I'm going six for the Lakers in Nuggets. So, when is that? Does the first game start Tuesday, or do you know? Or?
Yeah, Tuesday you have the draft lottery. Then you have L.A. and Denver.
All right. So, speaking of the draft lottery, just make your prediction. Who's going to end up with the number one pick? Do you think it's going to be San Antonio?
What I say when we started doing the show again?
You made a wild pick that was going to be your OKC Thunder, and that was going to be him and Chet Holmgren down low. So
now they might not like win the draft lottery, but they're going to get Wembanyama somehow.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it without. If they don't get the number one pick, there's no way they're going to get it. I mean,
hey, did you see the video that I tagged you in of? Our number two pick last year, Chet Holmgren, practicing in the sports bra.
Yeah, he did. I did.
Trendsetter.
I'm not sold on Chet. You know, I made that very clear. So we'll see. But you guys are a fun team to watch. I mean, shout out to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He made first team all NBA.
Yeah, fuck Donovan Mitchell for saying what he said. That's some bullshit.
Remind me what he said.
He came out because he made the second team and said that he thought he should have made it over someone and then name dropped Shai. Fuck that.
Yeah, I would have given it to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over Donovan Mitchell, so I'm okay with that personally. So I thought Shai Gilgeous had a great year. Obviously, he finished top five in MVP for a team that had no expectations this year, especially after their number one overall
Cleveland?
Pick.
Cleveland had expectations.
No. Talk about your OKC Thunder.
Oh, yeah. We were supposed to win 23 games.
Like, especially after Chet Holmgren went down in the offseason, you know, they were a team that was going to be picked in the draft lottery again, a team that was going to win, like you said, 20-plus games. And honestly, I was probably one of those people like, yeah, you guys are going to be a bottom feeder. I think I even asked you at the beginning of the year how many teams you already agreed. You said, well, I think we're going to be trash this year. So they even surprised you. So,
oh, absolutely. And outside of the play-in game that they won, their most important game they won this year was against
here we go.
Man. Who was it against, and what? Who? Some guy broke like some scoring record and lost the game. I mean,
yeah,
how's that even happened?
Yeah, I don't remember what game you're talking about, but yes, I believe something like that did happen. As Adam, that was their championship game this year. Apparently, was them beating LeBron when he beat the scoring title. So, congratulations, you guys won the championship that night.
So I said outside of winning a big game in the play-in, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe we should send you guys a banner so you guys can raise it. Defeated LeBron on the 90 broke Kareem's record.
Send it with the ring that you guys are going to send Russ if you all win.
You mean the ring that he doesn't deserve?
And he won't take either, so.
Nor should you. Like, okay, just because you're on the team. And what was there was another player. Who was the other player that's going to get
Beverly. Oh, Pat Beverly will take it in a heartbeat.
Oh, I'm sure he will. And he will take it. But, like, that's such a joke. That's a whole other topic for a show. That's a joke. You get a title, you get a ring just because you began the season on the roster. Like, that's a fucking joke. Like, there should be a requirement. You have to play this amount of games or be on the team. If you're not on the team past the trade deadline, you can't get a ring because you didn't contribute to that playoff run at all. But whatever. That's a whole other story. So there you have it, Adam and I. We both agree with the Lakers in the West, and then Adam and I are split in the East. So we will see which one of us are right. Maybe we're both wrong. You know, maybe Nuggets stun us both in the West, and maybe Miami actually wins. But I guess Adam said he could see either way, or not Miami, but the Celtics. So, but we'll see. Maybe Jason Tatum shows Adam something and plays big the whole Eastern Conference playoffs.
He's got to do the finals. I don't care what he does.
Okay, so he could average 50 points in the next round, and it won't matter to what he does in June. So
not we'll see what happens. Exactly.
So you heard it first here, folks. So you know that's our show this week. Well, actually, so Adam, we talked about this real quick before we got the show. It is Mother's Day, and obviously, Jason Tatum dropped 51 points on Mother's Day, which is a record. And so Adam posed a question to me at the beginning of the show, prior to the show, is what is your best Mother's Day performance? Not just in the NBA, but in all sports. So Adam, since you gave me the question, I'm going to let you answer the question first. Which is the best Mother's Day performance of all time?
Tatum's today is probably up there. It's probably top five. But looking through like the top 20, Kobe's, he put up 33 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists and a loss in overtime. I agree with the two that are up there. Like play, the second number two is Rajon Rondo against, of course, all teams, the Knicks, 29 points, 18 rebounds, 13 assists in that year that they won the championship. Or no, this is a 2010, so they didn't win the championship in 2010. But I think they lost to the Lakers that year. But I'd go number one. I agree with the number one pick on here. And from what I've seen is that Dallas Braden throwing a perfect game on Mother's Day, and his mom was actually at the game. I remember seeing like the highlights of that. There's only been 23 perfect games in baseball history. So to throw a perfect game when your mom's there to watch on Mother's Day, that's definitely number one. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. I think that is pretty impressive. I mean, what other better gift can you give your mom on Mother's Day than just go out there and do something that hasn't been done that much in MLB history? So, yeah.
Another guy that's on here, though, or another player, is one that I've been rumored to be a doppelganger of with Manu Ginobili. He had 15.6 rebounds, 9 assists, 5 steals, and a loss off the bench because he was the sixth man back then.
I was actually going to say that because I saw that on the list, and I said I would not be surprised if Adam brought that up. And I was actually going to do an honorable mention of you, and so you beat me to it. So shout out to him. But, yes, I agree. Number one, no-hitter on Mother's Day.
Perfect game.
Perfect game. Yeah, perfect game, which is even harder. So I can't remember the last – was that the last perfect game?
I'm looking right now. Let's see. In the meantime, though, so do you remember what I wanted you to come up with on the next episode when we do a live episode? What I wanted you to pick?
Was it top shows? Was that it?
Well, dude, since we're talking about the it looks like the last perfect game was in 2012 of August. It was Felix Hernandez, King Felix for the Mariners. No, I said in honor of your wedding and speeches, I want to know what's your favorite ESPY speech.
Oh, yeah. Favorite ESPY speech? Obviously, you have to go with...
No. We're saving that for the live episode. I just want to make sure you've been... Putting your time in. You probably still haven't listened to that 3-minute song I sent you 2 weeks ago, but that's
okay. Yeah, I know. Okay, I'll make sure I do that tonight, and I'll give you my feedback. So, yes,
I think that you told me I have to have a nickname for the next.
Yeah, have you came up with that nickname yet?
I might have, or I might not have. We'll find out. Okay. This week.
Okay. Cool. So, that's gonna wrap up this show. We appreciate all the love. Again, shout out to all the mothers out there on Mother's Day. We hope you guys had a great Mother's Day. Hopefully, your kids took care of you and showed the appreciation that you much deserve. Specifically, another shout out to Mindy with an I for Mr. Birchman, and then obviously my own mother, my fiance, and my mother-in-law. So appreciate all y'all. I hope y'all had a great day. So you guys deserve it. But again, I appreciate y'all checking this week's show out. Adam, I will see you in a couple days as this weekend is finally the big day as me and my beautiful fiance tie the knot. So, and Mr. Birchman has decided to grace us with his presence and attend on my big day, which I really appreciate. I'm actually kind of curious to see what Adam looks like all dressed up. You know, I'm trying to see how fly he looks. So I'm eager to see what outfit Adam goes with that day. I just hope he doesn't end up dressing like Westbrook and wear a construction vest or something like that. So, or maybe he's going to dress like he's going to the gala, you know? So we'll see what Adam looks like. So I'm interested to report back and tell you what he looked like. So I'm assuming, Adam, you're not going to give me any previews on your outfit. You're just going to surprise me.
No, I can't do that.
Okay. I have an idea what you're going to wear. So I'll see if I'm right. I'll let you know on my day if that's exactly what I envisioned you wearing. So, but again, all that aside, though, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to make the drive to be there on my day. So I want to give you that love for that. So I appreciate that. So, and I want to give all the love for, again, once again, the people tuning in this episode. We appreciate it. And so, again, tune in. We'll have another episode this week. And so we will, by that time, the conference championship should be on. So we'll be able to see how game ones went. So, but until then, Adam, I appreciate you listening and, OBS, we'll catch you later. So,
hey, check us out on all the social media outlets.
Absolutely.
Facebook, Instagram, and all the podcast outlets that you can potentially even think of. We're on all of them. So
much appreciated, like Adam says. So shout out to all the mothers again, and no BS is out. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the No BS Podcast. As a reminder, if you missed any previous episodes, go ahead and check us out on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. Also, while you're checking us out, go to our Facebook page, drop a like, and then also follow us on Instagram, No BS Podcast. We'll catch you guys next week.